This is Nini Mats, the kingdom child, with the mystic of the kingdom of heaven.
Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little further, he fell to his face, with his face to the ground, and prayed, "My Father, if it's possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it's not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." When he came back, he found them again sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed at that time, saying the same things. Okay, guys, so I've decided to conclude. You know, guys, I thought I was done. But you know, guys, when I realized that I've not actually done the message justice, I tend to repeat it. You know, guys, I was crying before, you know, about the fact that Adam sins, Jesus is punished. I sin because I inherited that sin from Adam. Jesus is punished for it. You know, you sin, you know, and Jesus is punished for it. I mean, guys, it didn't add up. It didn't make sense, you know. And to me, it's like Jesus went to the cross and suffered so much, and that's it. And that's it, just that's it. 33 years of his life he spent here because that guy belongs in heaven. But 33 years he came down here. And that's it. After suffering for me, that's it. Ah, guys, that didn't make sense, you know. So I was angry. But in the other, the second part, you know, when I realized that, oh, damn, the Son of Man is now rewarded for what he did. You know, you look at the Gospel of Mark 15, where Jesus is speaking about the prodigal son, and he's actually speaking about himself because he's angry. He's saying, "Look, I've been slaving for you for years, yet I've never disobeyed you, and you've never given me anything. You've never butchered any goat for me," you know. And Jesus is angry. And to me, it's like, that makes sense. It means Jesus is acknowledging what I am now saying. Because, guys, at first, it's like, this didn't make sense. But to find the Father saying, "Look, my son, you don't understand. You don't understand. You know, everything I have is yours." Meaning, listen. They were honoring me. They were worshiping me. Now they are worshiping you. I mean, guys, every knee bows at the name of Jesus. Oh, guys, every knee bows at the name of Jesus. Right now, you might not be acknowledging his name. Believe me, a time will come, guys, where you will. Right now, you might not. You know, guys, when Jesus is sending you straight to hell after you leave this earth because you continued in sin, because you refused to acknowledge his name, you refused to acknowledge his power, you refused to acknowledge, guys, you did not want to give him honor, and he will take you to hell. That day you will acknowledge that he is Lord. You might not be right now, but that day you will. In fact, maybe that day you will even be singing it. You might not even know how to sing, but on that day, you will be singing it. And if you don't know how to sing like me, you will be a rapper. Believe me when I tell you, I'm telling you, that day you will be a rapper and you will be singing in front of Jesus, rapping, telling him that you are Lord. I don't know how you will be doing it. In fact, you might be starting right now. You might as well just start right now preparing lyrics, honoring him. Because when he's taking you to hell that day, you will be honoring him. Believe me, you will be acknowledging that he is Lord. Why? Daddy rewarded him. Oh, guys, he rewarded him. He went through so much pain. You know, I sit here and, guys, I look at this part that Gethsemane saga. Guys, I just cannot forgive. I just cannot forget. You know, I'm pretty sure my Lord is like, "Nini, forgive and forgot and forget." Mm-mm, I ain't doing that. He suffered so much. Enough is enough. You understand? And you wonder why I keep speaking so much against sin. Guys, it's because people in churches are dead. After knowing the truth, they continued in sin. pastors opened churches and preached their own beliefs because they feared the people who were going to church. They forgot about the person who felt the pain. They forgot about the person who took punishment for us. I don't know, guys, if you understand that. So I was angry. But at the same time, guys, I became happy because I was jubilating. I was like, yeah, daddy rewarded this dude. Because this dude deserves, guys, to be rewarded. I don't know, guys, if you understand. So here, I wanted to look at it from a different point of view. You know, guys, because with Jesus, there are many layers. You know, the more you get, the more you find, and the more you want to get. You know what I mean? So here, I want to look at it from a different point of view because I see it. And you know, guys, if I fall dead right now and my Lord asks me, do you think you've done this message justice? I'll be like, no, my Lord. Take me back to earth. Let me go and do it justice. You know what I mean? Because, guys, I have to do it justice. You know, guys, my Lord, he told me, said, Nini, never lie about my word. Ah, guys, you know, when he said that to me, it's like, I know because I understand, you know, the pain that he goes through when he hears pastors preaching their own things, preaching their own beliefs, when his word is here. You know, guys, Jesus is not asking us to be creative. He's not asking us, guys, to rhyme. Pastors are busy rhyming, trying to be creative. Jesus gave us the script, you know. So when he told me, never lie about my word, guys, I sympathize with him because, guys, people are dying rapidly in churches. Those who are still spiritually alive are those who've just recently gotten saved because they don't know the truth. If you don't know the truth, Jesus keeps forgive because he says children do not sin, but if you do sin, there is blood. A child is one who doesn't understand, one who sins ignorantly. You understand? But he says once you know the truth and you continue in sin, you are no longer forgiven. You know, my blood is not there. There are no sacrifices. You understand? And people in churches, guys, are no longer. When he told me to get out, said get out. Because if you continue going to church, you will take these teachings and you will do these things and I will not forgive you as well. Ah, guys, you know what I mean? So I don't lie about his word. I don't lie, guys. It wouldn't make sense for me to lie about his word because, guys, I gave up so much. Guys, I've sacrificed so much. My career, I gave that up. You know, guys, here on earth, career is a big thing. I gave it up. It's a big thing, guys, but I gave it up. You understand? And guys, I worked so much, so hard for my career. And Jesus said, I want you to do my work. And at that time, I did not understand, but now I do. Now I do. And I'm happy. I'm so happy, guys, I gave up my career for Jesus. Why? Because people will be judged by his word. And I need to make sure that I preach the truth. That's why he said to me, Nini, never lie about my word. And guys, I don't lie. I can do any other thing but not lie about his word. I cannot do that. This is the guy who suffered. This is the guy who was punished for me. This is the guy who was punished for you. You understand? So I never lie about his word. Guys, I've sacrificed a lot for Jesus. It wouldn't make sense for me to give up my career and the other things I've given up just to continue preaching lies. Guys, I'll be a fool. To go to hell. Ah, guys, I've got proof of things I don't want to talk about right now. Ah, guys, no. You know what I mean? So here, guys, I'm looking at this, you know, from a different point of view. You know, guys, here, Jesus, as you know, guys, that there are consequences of sin and there are rewards for obedience. You understand? In fact, right there in the Garden of Eden, Adam is given a command. And because he disobeyed that command, there were consequences. You know what I mean? There were consequences. Even though in spiritual sins, guys, the consequences happen instantly. You might not see them. They happen instantly. If you do get saved and you continue in sin after knowing the truth, you do go to hell. You understand? And you will die spiritually and go to hell. You might not believe in hell. It doesn't matter. My beliefs aren't that important. Your beliefs aren't that important. I realized that, you know, after getting proof of things that, wait a minute, people don't believe that there is hell. In fact, there is a church that doesn't believe in the existence of hell. Yet hell is still there. Why? Jesus still reveals hell to people and heaven and himself and things. You understand? And because of that, I sit and I'm like, people's beliefs aren't that important. You understand? So to me, I sit and I'm like, there are consequences of sins and there are also rewards of obedience. You understand? And now I look at this and it's like spiritually, guys, the consequences, they happen instantly. You might not see them, but physically we can hide them with money because see, guys, when you've got money, you can hide the consequences of sin. For instance, if you are a teenager and you're busy sleeping around, your parents don't know. If you've got money, you buy pills, you hide the consequences of your sins. You might not even fall pregnant. In fact, people don't fall pregnant now. Why? You've got money to hide the consequences of your sins. You know what I mean, guys? We do things, we disobey Jesus, and we get flashy cars and flashy houses, upmarket places, and we lie and say that Jesus blessing us when we are actually sinning. You know what I mean, guys? The consequences of sins. You know what I mean, guys? Sometimes we cheat, and you know, after you get married, you cheat, meaning you're destroying what you build. Because, I mean, guys, you are the one who married that person. And cheating means that you are destroying what you built, meaning you are a fool, you know. And you don't want to lose what you have. So you try to bribe or you try to kill. Why? You've got money to hide the consequences of your sins. You are, guys, I don't know if you are what I'm trying to say. You know, you kill people, you bribe judges, you bribe lawyers. Lawyers are there to defend your crimes, to defend your lies, you know. Why? You've got money. Guys, when you've got money, you are able to hide the consequences of your physical sins. Unfortunately, you can't hide them spiritually. You are going to hell. Believe me. Believe me. If there's one thing you should believe, is that. You can not believe any other things. Believe that. Take that. You know what I mean? But here, guys, what I'm looking at is that Jesus, guys, is trying to spare us pain. He is the guy who went through so much pain, guys, pins going through his hands and feet. You know, he's banged, you know, they are giving him 39 slashes, you know, in his back. He's carrying that log, he's going to that cross, you know, they are, guys, a spear is there, you know, doing things to him. And he's like, yeah, I want to make sure that I spare them pain. Why? It's love. You understand? You are sparing us pain. Now take this. Take what Jesus did. Take his blood. Obey his commands. Particularly if you are a sheep. Because it says, I'm willing to die for my sheep. Guys, you see, Jesus' blood, guys, is available for everyone. Because everyone came from Adam. Who came from Jesus? Who came from God? So his blood is available for everyone. But he particularly did it for his sheep. Because in Adam's loins, there were both wolves and sheep. So he doesn't care about sheep or wolves. Because wolves are busy in church sinning, running. Guys, after knowing the truth, they continue in sin. Pastors are busy opening churches and preaching their own lies. Meaning they don't care. So Jesus doesn't care as well. But with but with sheep, he cares about a sheep. He says, I'm willing to die for them. My father has given me the greatest, and no one can snatch them away from my hand. He says that they listen to me and they follow me. You understand? So take this. Jesus spared you pain. He went to the cross for you. You understand? He was punished for you. Take this. Do not take light of what he did. You understand? Take this. Stop sinning. You might be asking yourself, why is this girl always speaking against sin, against sin? It's because people in churches are not longer forgiven. I don't want to be like them. You understand? So obey him. Jesus spared you pain. Take that. Take his blood. After that, take his teachings, because his blood is for you to get cleansed. He took care of our spirit part, but physically he didn't do anything. Your flesh is still dead. You need to take his teachings, obey his commands. You understand? So he gave you. Take that. Take advantage of what he did. If you're a sheep, if you're a wolf, you can continue in sin. Doesn't matter. Jesus doesn't care. I don't care. I don't care about you. Jesus doesn't care about you. He gave you blood, but you don't want it. You understand? Take what he did.
And remember, the Word of God still remains the only source of knowledge about the Kingdom of Heaven. Please, correct every belief with the Word of God, correct me, correct every pastor with the Word of God so that you won't be misled. If a belief of a church is not in line with the New Testament, get out of that church. As we have said, the Old Testament will contradict the New Testament because the Old Testament people were sealed with the blood of animals and its people were spiritually dead. But the New Testament is sealed with the blood of Jesus and its people are spiritually alive. Therefore, you will find contradictions in both these testaments. Always take the New Testament if you are the child of God, because in these last days God speaks only through his Son, Jesus. I do not want anyone's blood requested from me, that is why we stick with the truth of his word. These podcasts are found on all podcasts players, including Spotify, Deezer, AudioMark, Samsung, Pandora, YouTube, and many more where you get your podcasts.